Doug Pierce is a First Amendment attorney representing the National Police Association, and his website, kingbalou.com, that's KINGBALLOW.com. Doug Pierce, welcome to the program, sir.
Oh, I'm happy to be with you tonight.
So, we have a lot to discuss with this, because there was plenty, right? I think plenty that was discussed in this manifesto. And Senator Josh Hawley made some comments about this when it happened, about this massacre when it happened. And I just, to refresh the audience's memory, I want to play a quick clip. Listen to this.
Mr. President, we must also tell the truth about what happened yesterday in Nashville. This murderous rampage, this taking of innocent life, was a horrific crime, but more specifically, it was a hate crime. A crime that, according to Nashville police, specifically targeted, that's their word, targeted the members of this Christian community, the members of this religious institution, its students, its educators, its employees.
So again, I think Senator Hawley was right here in so much as this seemed to be a hate crime, obviously, at the time. And it seems even more clear here that they wanted to kill white Christians. That's what I'm gleaning from this. But what say you, Doug Pierce?
Okay. Well, it was just 3 pages that have been released, and it's been called a manifesto. But in the litigation that we have, and once again, the National Police Association that I'm involved with, we have filed a lawsuit under the open records law of the state of Tennessee to try to get this information. And as a result of that lawsuit, although we've not gotten anything, we have gotten the understanding that it's so much more than just 3 pages. But it's conceivable that these 3 pages are the heart of the matter. But like I say, the police seized a whole lot more than just those 3 pages. And I would say that it is fair to say that it was a hate crime to some degree. I think what it said is what the shooter said is she was opposed to all the white privilege. So that's why she went after the people at that school. Apparently, that's what the 3 pages that we've seen tell us.
Now, Doug Pierce, as the attorney for the National Police Association, you mentioned that you guys have filed suit. What's the genesis of your lawsuit? Why did you pursue legal action?
Well, of course, before we file the lawsuit, first we make a written request for these documents. And the documents that we requested primarily are the writings of the shooter. But also, even before we made that written request, we had already understood that, number one, no less than the chief of police of Nashville had stated that all of this stuff was going to be released, because they did release video. And that video, of course, is running on the internet. It's being aired on broadcast stations in Nashville all the time, just almost continuously. So that information is out there. But then the police chief began to reverse his position, and we had some idea that we weren't going to get it. So we also requested in our initial request documents relating to, I would just say, what sort of pressure was being applied to the police department to not allow public access to these documents. And of course, our request was denied. And for that reason, we took the next step, which was to file a lawsuit under the Tennessee Public Records Act. And so that's what started the litigation. And we filed first, but there are a total of 4 petitioning parties. In addition to our lawsuit, we have a couple of media entities. We have the Tennessee Firearms Association. And we also have a Tennessee state senator who has joined in the lawsuit because a number of legislators in the state have said, hey, you know, you're coming to us saying we need to pass legislation to deal with this, but we need to see all of the writings involved to see that we're addressing the real problem. And so we're pursuing that litigation to try to get the documents. And so far, we haven't gotten them yet. And it was kind of a big surprise when Stephen Crowder got the documents that he got.
Right. Well, it's being reported that the police that leaked that were all suspended for their role in leaking those documents. But I think the big question that I have, and I think that the audience has, is what's the big secret? Why are we treating this as Trump's Mar-a-Lago documents? Why is everything so top secret? Why don't they just release this quote-unquote manifesto?
Well, you know, that's my big question as well. I'm not sure I can totally answer it, but, you know, it's a problem when this information should be released, and we know it should be released because every time there is one of these terrible shootings, number one, and more than half the time, the shooter leaves behind some sort of writing or journal or manifesto, whatever, and they're released. And they're released for a very good reason because the people that study this for a living, you know, they're able to develop information and documented cases dozens of times. Other attempts at school violence have been thwarted and disrupted and prevented. So there is a good, strong reason to get this information out here. But in this case, it's not being let go. Now, all I can tell you is the official reasons as to why it's not being let go or being released. The Tennessee Public Records Act is a very simple concept, and that is if it's a public record, the public has a right to it unless there is an exception. And in Tennessee, we have specific exceptions, and we got a bunch of them. It's something like 734 exceptions. And when pressed on the matter, the Nashville government came up with, I believe, approximately five reasons. Their very first reason was, well, we have an ongoing criminal investigation. And that is a valid excuse on its face if there was any reason to believe that there was going to be some prosecution. But, of course, in this case, the shooter was killed. And, you know, the suggestion is, well, maybe someone else was involved. But there is no reason to believe that someone else was involved. And a matter of fact, the police have submitted declarations in the court case, and they've acknowledged that they don't have anybody in mind as to who it might be. They're just saying, well, maybe we might find somebody. And it's our position that's not good enough. So that's the number one reason. The number two reason is, well, the release of these documents might compromise school security. But number one, we don't want any documents that compromise school security. Number two, the three pages that were released a couple of days ago, they in no way implicate school security. So, you know, that's very questionable. And so ultimately where what we get to is your question. All we have is, I would say, speculation. And I mean, the speculation can go from one end of the spectrum to the other, and it doesn't matter what you believe as to why it's not being produced. It's bad when we have a community that wants to have this information out there, and they all have the very same question that you have, and the question is not being answered.
Doug Pierce is the attorney for the National Police Association that has filed a lawsuit to get this manifesto released. And Doug Pierce, how do you expect this to unfold in the days to come?
Okay, well, I got to give you a little bit more background about the case. Like I say, so there's four separate lawsuits, and ours is the lead lawsuit. They're all consolidated. We were moving forward in the trial court, and what happened is three groups or entities wanted to intervene in the case, and that is that church, that school, you know, the Covenant School, the Covenant Church, and the parents of the children who are at the school that day. And the people that have filed the lawsuit, like my group, you know, we opposed that intervention. We believe that that's just not permitted under the Public Records Act. But the court said, okay, well, I'm going to allow the intervention. Now, a procedural, I won't say it's a quirk, but the way it reads in Tennessee procedure law is anytime an order of or a motion for intervention is either granted or denied, well, if you object to that, you've got to appeal right away. So we appealed, and so the matter is now before the Tennessee Court of Appeals, but not on the substantive issue. We've never gotten to the merits of the case. We've only gotten to whether or not these other three entities can intervene in the case. And that was argued before the Tennessee Court of Appeals last month, and we're waiting on a decision. And once the court decides, you know, then we have to figure out, well, is somebody going to take it up to the Tennessee Supreme Court, or are we going back down to the trial court for the decision on the merits? You know, if it goes to the Tennessee Supreme Court, presumably at some point it's going to come back to the trial court for a decision on the merits. But that's sort of the lay of the land.
Got it. Well, we'll continue to monitor this and see what happens. Doug Pierce, I want to thank you for being with us tonight. And let everybody know how they could keep in touch with you and follow the work you're doing.
What did you have in mind? I didn't understand what you meant.
Website? You want to go the King Blue website? Is that the best way for people to follow you?
Yes, that'll be fine. Yes. And the All website right. is, as you, yeah. www.kingblue.com.
Outstanding. Doug Pierce, thank you for joining us. We really appreciate it.